بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله على النبي الأمي برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. الحمد لله والشكر لله. With Allah's فضل and كرم, we are to learn, to rehearse and revise the lives of the best of people. And subhanAllah, today we discuss one of the best of the best, a family member of Janabi Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Allah discusses them, subhanAllah, in so many places in the Qur'an Kareem, but Allah highlights them in Surah Al-Ahzab. Allah Ta'ala mentions the blessed wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala says to them that you all are different. There's no one like you. Allah addresses them by saying, oh, the wives of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Ya nisa'a nabiyyi lastunna ka ahadim minan nisa'. لستن كأحد من النساء إن اتقيتن فلا تخضعن بالقول فيطمع الذي في قلبه مرض وقلن قولا معروفا وقرن في بيوتكن ولا تبرجن تبرج الجاهلية الأولى وأقمنا الصلاة وآتينا الزكاة وأطعنا الله ورسوله إنما يريد الله ليذهب عنكم الرجس أهل البيت ويطهركم تطهيرا واذكرن ما يتلى في بيوتكن من آيات الله والحكمة إن الله كان لطيفا خبيرا. سبحان الله. Chapter 33 and from verses 28 onwards, Allah Ta'ala mentions to Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّبِيُّ قُلْ لِأَزْوَاجِكَ. And then Allah Ta'ala in verses 30, يَا نِسَاءَ النَّبِيِّ. And then in verses 31, وَمَنْ يَقْنُتْ مِنْ كُنَّ لِلَّهِ. Verses 32, يَا نِسَاءَ النَّبِيِّ لَسْتُنَّكَ أَحَدٍ مِّنَ النِّسَاءِ. Amazing verses. Then verses, subhanAllah, 33, in the verse, amidst this verse, where Allah mentions the importance of staying in the home, Allah Ta'ala mentions, إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهِ لِيُذْهِبَ عَنْكُمُ الرِّجِسَ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ. Verily Allah Ta'ala wants to remove any filth and false accusation away from you, O Ahlul Bayt. And Allah wants to cleanse you perfectly and rehearse what is recited in your homes from the verses of Allah and from the Hikmah and the Sunnah Mubarakah. Allah is most compassionate and all aware of your actions. And then Allah Ta'ala mentions qualities of the male and female believer. In verses 35, إِنَّ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ. SubhanAllah, all this is the barakat of أُمَّهَاتُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. So we now to discuss that of our mothers, who was the last whom Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wedded in this worldly life and consummated his marriage with her. Who was she, subhanAllah? Take a guess for a few moments. Her original name, prior to Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam changing it, was Barra. Let's discuss the background. It was Dhul Qa'dah, the sixth year after Hijrah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for many years hadn't visited the Kaaba with the Sahaba Kiram radiallahu anhum, and their hearts were yearning for the Kaaba, Kaaba Sharifa. He saw this dream of visiting the Kaaba with the Sahaba Kiram radiallahu anhum. He announced this to them and they were elated. The dreams of the Anbiya alayhim salam are a form of wahi, and more than 1400, some reports up to 1600, prepared and undertook this journey for Umrah with the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they journey to Makkatul Mukarramah. Just to crux the event, they come right to a town, Hudaybiyah, where they are barred, they are not allowed entry. They had to remain detained there. And for that period, there was no water. Amazing was the arrangement of water from the Mubarak hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and gushing from the spear of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But repeatedly, sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained to the mushrikeen and those delegates of theirs that came to meet the Muslims to express to the Muslims that you may not enter Makkah Mukarramah. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam each time
afforded them the opportunity to experience the environment of Iman and Deen and Salah and Ikram, and spoke to them, but also explained to them that we are not here to fight. And subhanAllah, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent a very prominent Sahabi radiallahu anhu from the Banu Umayyah clan, none other than Hazrat Uthman bin Affan, his son-in-law, a Sahabi, very well-to-do and from a noble family. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, "Go Hazrat Uthman, go in to the Meccans, say to them in their parliament, Darun Nadwa, explain to them that we're not here to fight, but just to perform the Umrah. And give them da'wat, invite them to Islam, O Uthman." Now this we find, subhanAllah, always Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Sahaba, give the da'wat. This is why Sahaba da'wat was an integral part in the life of every Sahabi. So even here, he's going as a diplomat to explain the reasons of coming to Makkah being the performance of Umrah. But da'wat comes into it. Give them da'wat. This is what every one of us should understand. And then Uthman radiallahu anhu, go to the Muslims suffering torture in the dungeons of Makkah and give them reassurance that Allah's help will come soon. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew that they would accommodate Hazrat Uthman because people respect position, status, family background, wealth. And Hazrat Uthman had all of this. This teaches you and I, if Allah gives us whatever status, my brother, you could be the principal of a school. You could be a physician, a practitioner, an entrepreneur, a lawyer, a doctor, a specialist, a neurosurgeon. You could be the president or the prime minister. Or you could even be a street sweeper. Whatever position Allah gave one, we are Muslims. We are the ummah of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Use that respect, position, status Allah has given us to enhance this beautiful deen, to introduce our Allah and our beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam's way and sunnah to the whole wide world. This is what Sahaba radiallahu anhum did.